Well, good morning and happy almost new year.
早上好，新年好。
I wanted to start this morning with just a brief word of confession.
那早上我愿意以一个坦白来开始我们的信息。
When preparing for sharing on Sunday, there is a great dread that I have.
当要来预备主日的信息的时候，我心中是很恐惧的。
And that dread usually comes on Saturday morning when I get an email.
那这个恐惧常常是从星期六的早上我收到一个 email 开始的。
And it's usually from the song leader.
那常常这个是从那领诗的弟兄来。
Dear brother Chip.
亲爱的弟兄 Chip.
What hymn would you like to sing tomorrow?
明天早上你要选什么诗歌？
And I'm filled with guilt.
那我心中就很有愧疚。
Because I know the song leader's waiting.
因为我知道这个领诗的弟兄他在那里等待。
The pianist is waiting.
那司琴的姊妹在那里等待。
And I've caught myself unprepared.
那我就发现我自己并没有完全准备好。
Now there's a reason behind me saying that.
这里有一个原因。
I'm not using this as an excuse, but it is hard for me to come up with a hymn often.
我不是要以这个为借口，但确实让我能够想出一个想选择一个诗歌是比较难的。
And one of the main reasons for that is I did not grow up singing hymns or Christian songs.
那这其中的一个原因就是因为我不是从小长大的时候就常常来唱基督徒的诗歌。
Many of you know my father. Ever since I could remember, he had gotten an injury to his throat.
那可能大家很多都知道，当我有记忆的时候，我的爸爸他的嗓子上就动了一个手术。
He actually had a beautiful voice for the choir.
他本来是有一个很好的诗歌在诗班当中。
But a football injury injured his vocal cords.
但是那因为在这个橄榄球上的一个事故，他的嗓子就受到了一个伤。
And it also so happened when I was very young, we went to a church that focused really on only the Word of God.
那也因为一个原因，就是当我很小的时候，我们就去了这样一间教会，他们所关注的就是主的话。
And I only remember one song as a kid.
那在小时候，我只记着一首诗歌。
Onward, Christian soldiers.
Onward, Christian soldiers.
And if you know my father, that was a very appropriate song.
那如果你知道我的父亲的话，这对他来说是非常合适的一首诗歌。
Now, why am I saying all this?
为什么我要来说这些呢？
I kind of missed an opportunity.
因为我失掉了这样一个机会。
Now my wife, on the other hand, grew up singing.
但我的妻子她长大的时候她就一直在唱歌。
Often at home we'll play a game where we'll just say something random and see if she can come up with a song for that random saying.
那我们在家里常常就玩这样一个游戏，我们就讲一段话，看她是否能够由此来想出一首诗歌。
And fortunately, my family is doing a lot more music now.
非常庆幸的就是现在我的家庭我们在一起唱的诗歌享受音乐的时间更多了。
But this really isn't part of the sharing this morning, but I want to encourage everyone in the room.
虽然不是我们早上要分享的内容，但我愿意借此来鼓励在座的每一位。
When you're at home with your children, when you're at home with your family, whenever you have a chance, take some time to sing some songs out of the hymnary or out of the chorus book.
那若是你在家里与你的家人与你的孩子有时间的话，鼓励大家能够有这样一点时间从诗歌本当中与家人一同来唱。
What made me think of this is when Caleb mentioned he woke up at 4 a.m. and this song was in his head.
我为什么要这样分享，就是因为当刚才 Caleb 弟兄分享的时候，他早上4点起来有这样一首诗歌在他的脑中。
The Holy Spirit loves to use song to reveal his word to us.
圣灵也喜悦用诗歌来把他自己的话启示出来。
Often a song might be in the soul, but the Holy Spirit can come and translate that from soul to spirit.
常常也许这个诗歌是在我们魂里唱，但圣灵进入到里面，能够让这魂里的诗歌也来点亮我们的灵。
So something to consider, I've seen it now that I'm in a family with music, what a blessing that has been.
那现在我能够来分享，就是当我在这样一个满有诗歌的家庭当中，这是何等的祝福。
It's been a great encouragement, and many of you young people have a great opportunity to sing the songs of the Lord Jesus.
这也是何等一个美妙的机会，在座的这些年轻人孩子们，他们也能够有机会在家里与家人一同来唱诗歌。
If you read the stories of the martyrs, often as they go to their death, they're singing a hymn.
如果你读到很多这些殉道者，当他们赴死的时候，他们常常是在唱着诗歌的。
Often men and women of God who may have lost their mind with dementia or even Alzheimer's will be able to sing a hymn of worship to the Lord Jesus.
常常我们也看到，那一些患了痴呆症或老年痴呆症的这些圣徒们，他们所能够做的依然是有一首诗歌能够来向主来唱。
So I just want to encourage everyone this morning.
所以早上我愿意借此来鼓励每一位。
And also let you know how hard it is for me to come up with songs sometimes.
所以也想让大家能够来知道，有时候让我选一首诗歌是何等的难。
And this time in particular, it was challenging.
那这一次特别具有挑战。
Because the topic that the Lord has placed on my heart this morning is the topic of waiting on God.
因为主在我心中所放的这个负担就是要来等候神。
And it was really difficult to come up with a song that really conveyed this idea of waiting on God.
那要来选这样一首诗歌能够来表达这个主题等候神是非常不容易的
Most of the songs are more on resting or relying on the Lord in difficult times
很多的诗歌讲到的是我们在困难之时如何的在主里得安息
And though those are important times to wait we're to wait at other times as well
虽然讲到等候但其他时候我们也在等候
So I do appreciate this hymn in the second verse when it saidBasically, we're waiting on this pilgrim way.
所以我很喜欢这首诗歌第二节讲到我们是走在这一条等候在这条朝圣者的道路上。
As Caleb just mentioned, we are pilgrims and we are to rest in this pilgrim way.
那就好像刚才 Caleb 弟兄所分享到的，我们是朝圣者，我们也等候在这一条朝圣者的道路上。
So for those of you that are very much musically inclined, I would love for you to write a song to the Lord about waiting on Him.
那如果在座有很多是非常喜欢音乐的话，我也鼓励你能够向着主来写一首你自己的诗歌。
So the next time someone has a burden to share on this topic, there would be a song, a hymn that would be readily available.
那所以当下一次再有人要来分享这个主题的时候，就有你的诗歌能够供他来使用。
And it shouldn't be that difficult.
我想这应该不是这么的困难。
Because we see waiting quite a bit in the scripture.
因为我们在这圣经当中常常能够看到等候等待
Actually, I'd like to start this morning by reading 84 verses on waiting
早上的话我要与大家一同来分享84节关于等候的这个圣经
I want to, but I won't
我想要这样做但是我不会这样做
But I would like to read just a few
但我会跟大家一同来分享几段
If you turn with me to Psalm 25
如果我们一同来看诗篇25篇
We'll do a little bit of flipping through the scripture this morning just to see the number of times this principle of waiting is found in the scripture.
我们会看几处的圣经就是在这个大的原则当中看等候这个词如何在圣经当中被提到。
Psalm 25 verses 4 through 5 says, Show me thy ways, O Jehovah. Teach me thy paths. Guide me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation, for thee do I wait all the day.
诗篇二十五篇第四到第五节，耶和华啊，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
Now we could spend the rest of the morning just reading the Psalms and find the number of times waiting is mentioned, but instead we'll go to limitations.
也许我们可以把剩下的时间都一同来在这里搜索诗篇，看当中有多少次等到提到等候。那我们所要做的呢是去耶利米哀歌。
In Lamentations chapter 3, verses 25 through 26.
耶利米哀歌第三章25到26节。
It says in Lamentations 3, 25 through 26, Jehovah is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that man should hope and quietly wait for the salvation of Jehovah.
耶利米哀歌三章二十五到二十六节，凡等候耶和华心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。人仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
And then in Micah chapter 7, verse 7.
弥迦书七章七节。
Micah 7:7 says, But as for me, I will look unto Jehovah. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
至于我，我要仰望耶和华，要等候那救我的神，我的神必应允我。
And then if we go to the New Testament, we see in John chapter 2,
那我们翻到新约的话，就在约翰福音二章三到四节看到。
We see a hint here of the principle of waiting in the early ministry of the Lord Jesus.
我们在主开始的侍奉当中就看到关于等候的一个启示。
In John chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, we see the Lord Jesus at a wedding.
那在约翰福音二章三到四节，我们看到主耶稣他在一个婚宴当中。
And the wine has run out.
酒用尽了。
And I think we're familiar with the concern here. And when the wine failed, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come.
当酒用尽了时，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
He might have said at that point,I am waiting on my father.
也许他那时要说的是我在等候我的父神。
And now let's look at the birth of the church in Acts chapter 1.
那请我们再到使徒行传第一章去看教会的诞生。
I love the background to this because you know the disciples were very concerned and very excited about what the next step in this wonderful journey with the Lord was going to be.
我很喜欢这个故事的背景，就是在这里使徒们他们在那里非常的想要知道，也非常的焦虑，他们跟主前面的道路将如何走。
If I was in the shoes of the disciples, I would be so excited and I'd say, let's get this thing started.
如果我是处在这些门徒们他们的地位上，那我会非常的兴奋说，让我们就这样做吧。
And it says in Acts 1 verse 4, And being assembled together with them, he charged them,Not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱托他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的。
I just know this was Peter's first test in this birth of the church.
那我知道这是对彼得第一个的考验，就是在教会将要诞生的时候。
Anytime Peter heard wait, I'm sure it was difficult for his flesh.
每当彼得他听到等候的时候，我相信这对他的肉体来说是一个挑战。
And then finally, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10.
那最后在启示录第一章第十节。
And again, it does not have the word wait in it, but the Spirit is there.
虽然这个词等候不在那里，但这个灵是在那里的。
In verse 10 of Revelation 1, speaking of John,And I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet.
启示录第一章第十节是这里是使徒约翰在讲到，当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号。
Again, John had so much that he could be doing for the early church.
那再一次讲到，约翰他对着早期的教会有如此多可以做的。
A key apostle.
他是一个关键的使徒
whose life would be extended to almost 100 years because he was used by the Lord so richly.
因为他是被主如此丰富的使用，他活了一百多岁。
But how does he receive this greatest revelation of the Lord Jesus?
那他是如何从圣灵那里来领受关乎主耶稣那最大的启示呢？
He's forced into exile.
他被流放。
He spends the day breaking rocks.
他在那里就是在那里打碎这些石头。
But he waited on the Lord.
但他在那里等候主。
And he was resting in the everlasting arms of the Lord on that Lord's day, and he received a great revelation.
在那个主日，他在我们主那永久的膀臂当中安息，他也从主那里领受这个启示。
Oh, the Lord wants us to wait on him.
Oh, 主愿意我们在这里等候他。
Let's just take a moment of prayer and ask the Lord to speak to us as we wait at his feet.
让我们一同能有一点的时间来祷告，当我们安息等候在他脚前的时候。
Father, we are thankful for the many scriptures that you have given us regarding this word waiting.
父，我们感谢你关乎等候这个词，你给我们如此多的经节。
Lord, this seems like such a simple thought.
父，也许这是一个很简单的思想。
But we know that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you can reveal something very practical, something very new, and something powerful for us this morning.
但我们知道借着圣灵早上你能够把那很多又实际又新鲜又有能力的事情启示在我们当中。
We want to be like Samuel and say, Speak, Lord.
我们愿做撒母耳向你说，主啊，请说。
Thy servants are listening.
您的仆人静听。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祈求是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to start first with just thinking about this principle of waiting.
那我愿意来开始就是一同来思想这个等候的原则。
I'm probably going to use quite a few examples throughout the scripture, and I'll try to give a background to each one if you're not familiar.
也许我会跟大家一同来分享多处的经节，并且给大家提供一点背景的故事。
But hopefully even going forth this week, you can ask the Lord, Lord, show me the principle of waiting in your scripture.
也许当我们这样来行的时候，我们就可以在心中来向主求，主求你把这等候的原则来启示给我。
Because I firmly believe if we see this principle and it becomes a reality, it will change our lives.
因为我实在是这样相信，当我们看到这个原则并让它成为我们的实际的时候，它实在能够来改变我们的生活。
The simple principle of waiting in the scripture is nothing of note, nothing great ever happened in the history, the Christian history of mankind.Without waiting.
那关乎等候这个原则最简单的一点就是说，在神的子民的历史当中，凡值得被人所注意的，没有一个不是从等候而来。
You start from the very beginning of creation.
我们从最起初的创造开始。
And I don't want to get into the Big Bang theory and all the scientific theories, but let's look at creation.
我不想要去讨论那些大爆炸的理论和各种各样科学的理论，但让我们单单就来看这个创造。
There's separation of the firmament and the land.
那在那里，这个天与地就分开。
There's separation between the land and the sea.
还有水和地也分开。
There's life between animal life and marine life that just wants to burst forth.
那还有这不同的就是水里的生命和地上的生命他们被带出来
Life wants to burst forth
生命要被带出来
But it has to wait on a word from the Creator
但他们要等候那一位造物主他的话
Isn't that interesting? I think most of us have studied enough science to know the principle of entropy
这岂不是非常的奇妙吗？那我想我们大多都学会了这个混乱的理论
Everything wants to do its own thing
每一件事情都想要来做他自己的事情。
This universe would be an absolute wreck if it did what it wanted to do.
这个整个的宇宙就要成为一个混乱，如果他想要做他自己所做的。
But all of creation waits on the Creator.
但凡被造的都在那里等候那一位造物主。
We see going forward in this principle in the scripture, we see Adam and Eve.
那借着这个原则，当我们从圣经再来看的时候，就看到亚当和夏娃。
They were in the garden.
他们在这园子里
How did they know the heart of the Father?
他们如何知道父的心呢
They waited in the cool of the evening.
那当天起了凉风的时候他们就在那里等候
I think we know the story of what happened when they didn't wait.
那我们就知道当他们没有等候的时候什么事情发生
Enoch was a great story.
以诺是一个很好的故事
He had to wait on the Lord.
他也需要来等候神。
We can't walk with someone if we don't wait for them.
如果我们不去等候他的话，我们是没有办法与这个人同行的。
My son and I were driving to the fellowship this morning.
早上我跟我的儿子，我们一同就开车来聚会。
And there was a car next to us that was driving a little fast and a little recklessly.
那在我们的旁边就有一个车，他就开得有一点点的快，有一点点没太有规律。
And so I asked him, I said, do you know what kind of personality that person has?
所以我就问我的儿子，你知道这个司机他的性格是怎样的吗？
Of course, he's looking at me like, how are you diagnosing someone in a car next to you?
所以我的儿子就看向我，就说，你如何来判断旁边这个车里的人呢？
Oh, this lady, she can't wait.
哦，这个女士她没有办法等候。
Every time Caleb would start moving forward in his car a little bit, she would start moving a little bit.
那每一次这个Caleb 的车往前走一点的时候，旁边这个车就再往前走。
If he was going 20, she was going 25.
如果他走二十迈的话，他旁边就走二十五迈。
He thought that was interesting, so he started going 45.
他觉得这很有趣，所以他就走到了四，开到了四十五迈每小时。
We watched her go 55, and then I scolded him for speeding.
那我就看到旁边这个女士，她就开到了五十五，那我就在指教我的孩子，你已经超速了。
Now we could not drive on this road together.
我们没有办法一同在这条路上来行驶。
Because she wouldn't wait.
因为她不愿意来等候。
You see how Enoch had to humbly and actively wait on the Lord in order to walk with him.
你是否看到若以诺让以诺能够与神同行，他是如何需要谦卑并主动的在那里等候。
And what a beautiful picture Enoch was taken to be with the Lord.
是何等美妙的一幅画卷，就是以诺被提与主同去。
There was such unity there.
在那里是有这样的一个合一。
It was as though he was on earth and in heaven within moments.
好像就是他在地与在天之间只差了这么一下。
That's the life you and I can have.
这是你和我所能有的。
If we wait on the Lord.
若我们在这里等候主。
Beautiful story of Noah waiting.
关乎挪亚的事情也是如何一个美妙的关于等候的故事。
We know how long he had to wait building that big boat.
我们知道他为要造这一艘船要等候多久。
Does anyone know the description of the rudder on the ark?
那有没有人知道关乎什么是这个舵呢？
Or how about the description of the sail?
或者是什么是这个帆?
There was some metal work. Does anyone, by this time in history, anyone know what the engine looked like?
那是不是大家都知道一个引擎长什么样子呢?
I think we all know by now, the ark had none of those things.
我想我们都知道,但是挪亚没有任何这些东西。
Why?
为什么?
Because Noah was going to wait on the Lord.
因为挪亚要在这里等候神。
And when the Lord took the ark this way, it went this way.
当主让这方舟这样走时，这方舟就向这边走。
When the Lord took the ark that way, the ark went that way.
当主要方舟向这边走时，方舟就这样走。
Waiting on God without an engine, without a rudder, and without a sail.
他就在那里等候主，也没有帆，也没有舵，也没有引擎。
We could go on and on.
我们可以继续这样讲下去。
Abraham had to wait so long.For his son.
亚伯拉罕要等候如此之久才得着他的儿子。
But we know how worth it was that he waited.
但我们知道他这样的等待是何等有价值。
Moses saw the importance of bringing the people out of slavery long before he was actually allowed to do it.
摩西在他被允许来带以色列人得拯救之前很久很久，他里面就看到了这样的需要。
David was anointed to be king years and years before he became king.
那在大卫能够真正做王很久很久以前，他就已经被膏要做王。
Again, all throughout Scripture, the importance of waiting.
那我们又一次借着这些经节看到这等候的重要。
If we're familiar with Jewish history and the commands placed upon the nation of Israel, they were supposed to rest and wait on the Lord every seventh year.
那我们如果知道犹太人他们的历史以及他们所有的这些诫命的话，我们就知道每七年他们的第七年都要在那里等候主。
You think summer vacation is cool? Imagine every 7 years taking an entire year off.
你觉着暑假总是非常的有趣，你想象一下每七年第七年整年都要来等候主。
But the nation of Israel was too busy making money, making homes, building up a great nation for themselves, and so they never took that seventh year break.
但是以色列国他们太忙了，他们忙于建造自己的房子，忙于做生意，所以他们从来没有在这第七年停下来等候神。
So for 490 years, they didn't take that seventh year break.
所以有四百九十年他们没有守着第七年的等候。
They were punished for not waiting.
他们就为此而受惩罚。
When they went into exile, how long were they in exile?
当他们被掳时，他们被掳有多久呢？
70 years.
七十年。
Equal to the number of years they did not rest.
这就等同于他们没有在那里安息的年份。
It's so important to the Lord that we would be people that wait on him.
是何等重要，我们在主面前是一个愿意来等候他的。
If we're not convinced this morning of the importance of waiting, let's look and see, did Jesus ever have to wait?
若我们早上还不能够因此来确信等候是如此重要的话，让我们来看一看主耶稣他所做的。
It always amazes me that the Lord Jesus had to wait 30 years before his ministry began.
当我来想到主耶稣甚至要等候30年才能开始他的服事的时候，总是让我里面埋了惊奇。
Now he had testimony.
是的，他有美好的见证。
He did commune with his father.
他又与他的父神有这样美好的交通。
But his life did not get busy in ministry until he was 30.
但他直到30岁才开始侍奉。
But even then it didn't get too busy.
但即使如此他也没有这样的忙。
Because he had learned and lived this principle of waiting.
因为他也学习并且在这样的一个原则当中生活，就是等候。
We read that the church did not begin until the disciples waited in the upper room.
我们刚刚也读到教会是直到门徒们在那小楼里等候祷告才诞生的。
Paul's ministry and his writings did not begin until much waiting.
保罗和他的服事他的书信也没有开始直到他在那里等候。
And then of course we see that John in writing the Revelation had to come after much waiting.
我们也看到当约翰要来写启示录的时候也是经过很长的等候。
So if this seemed a little drawn out, I apologize.
如果这些把大家带得太远了的话我为此而道歉。
But I hope we see just a little glimpse of the importance of this reality of waiting.
但我们愿意借着刚刚提到的这些能够瞥见那一点点关于等候的实际。
Why is this principle so important?
为什么这个原则是如此的重要?
Again, let's look at the natural world around us.
那让我们再一次来看一下我们周围这自然的世界。
If creation does not wait on the creator, we have chaos.
如果这被造的不来等候造物主的话我们就要陷入混乱。
And I think we're all noticing that the Lord's return is very, very close.
我想我们都注意到主再来的日子是越来越近了。
And creation is groaning.
这些被造的都在这里好像叹息。
You actually see creation is beginning to stop waiting for God.
你甚至看到这些被造的好像就在那里禁不住等候主的要来再来。
We cannot turn on the news without finding out that there was a new fire this year.In recent months.
那每当我们在最近看向新闻的时候总是看到有这样的火灾大火。
Again, all of this combustion is going out of control because it's not waiting on the creator.
那各种各样这样的暴乱好像就是这些被造的没有能够在那里等候这位造物主。
Magma has its place, but if given free rein, it explodes and becomes a volcano.
那这些岩浆它们是在地上地底下所被储存的但是若没有控制的话它们就变成火山爆发出来。
Now the Lord allows all these things.
主允许这些事情发生。
But all he does is he just lifts his hand off of creation and entropy occurs.
他所做的就是把他的手从这些被造的上面拿开混乱就在这里产生了。
I mean just this week we see, I think they were calling it the polar vortex.
那这一周我们好像就听到了这个关于极地涡旋这个说法。
Where Chicago was practically the coldest place on earth.
那芝加哥就变成了在这地球上最冷的地方。
I liked seeing the graphic of how that happened.
我想要看到这个图画这是如何发生的。
You basically have a jet stream that keeps the cold up in the polar ice cap. jet stream.
这好就是。好像就是这样一个气流把那个冷空气就聚集在那里。
But the jet stream weakened.
但是这个气旋它就软弱了。
And that cold air just burst through.
那个冷空气就立刻就进去了。
It was no longer waiting.
它不再在等候。
Again, I don't want to get too scientific.
再一次我不想要太科学的来讨论这些。
Because I know nothing about science.
因为我并不了解很多关于自然科学。
But I want you to think about this in our own lives.
但我愿意大家来思想这些在我们自己生活当中是如何发生。
These are the type of things that happen in our own lives when we're not waiting on the Lord.
这就是当我们不在那里等候主时我们生活当中所发生的。
I told you I wasn't going to know much science. I'm going to skip a few things.
那我跟大家讲了我不会再讲到自然所以我会略过几点。
You know, we've seen many times more and more in our circles and in the world, there's many mental disorders and anxiety and depression.
那在我们自己生活的圈子以及在我们周围的世界当中，我们可以看到很多次有人的焦虑，有我们这种神经上的混乱。
This is real.
这是很真实的。
And it's happening more and more.
它也更频繁的发生。
And I just want to make it very personal. I have to guard my own mental stability.
我跟大家分享一个比较私人的经历，就是连我自己都要能够来保守我的心怀意念。
Because our minds just want to start racing.
因为我的思想好像就在这里要赛跑。
Our brains get excited and we're overactive.
我们的脑袋好像就太容易受刺激，我们常常就是在这种极度的兴奋当中。
Or worry comes in and it becomes overactive in worry.
或者是当这个担忧进来的时候，我们就太过担忧。
All of this is just a reminder that we're not waiting on the Lord.
这些对我们来说都应该是一个提醒，我们没有在这里等候神。
Lord, allow our brains to wait on you.
主，让我们的头脑愿意在这里等候你。
It says in the book of James that we have a very dangerous organ in our physical body.
那在雅各书当中就讲到，我们的肢体当中有一样是非常的危险的。
What does James say is the most dangerous part of the body?
雅各书说，那最危险的一样肢体是什么呢？
The tongue.
就是舌头。
It actually says that a tongue can set a blaze around it.
那就讲到说，舌头周围就能有火焰产生。
Do you know why that's such a dangerous part of the body?
为什么它是如此危险的一个部分呢？
It's the one part of the body that cannot wait.
因为这是那一个不愿等候的肢体。
The tongue, our mouths will go off before we even want them to.
我们的嘴，我们的舌头就在那里爆发出来，甚至在我们反应过来之前。
And look how dangerous it is.
让我们来思想这是何等的危险。
As dangerous as the fires on the West Coast.
就好像在西岸的火一样如此的危险。
This is why waiting is so important.
这就是为什么等候是如此的重要。
Nothing will tear a fellowship apart quicker than the tongue.
没有什么比一个急躁的舌头更容易把一个聚会扯开。
Another area that we refuse to wait in is our Christian service.
那还有一点我们不愿意等候的就是我们基督徒的侍奉。
Oh, there's so much to be done.
Oh, 有这么多的事情要去做。
There's so many ways we can serve the saints.
有这么多的方法我们可以来服侍这些圣徒们。
Oh, Lord, we can just do so much.
Oh, 主啊，我们能做的是如此之多。
But then we stop there and say, now I've got to do it and not the Lord.
然后我们就在这里停止说，哦，我要去做，而不是主来做。
What does the Lord say about our Christian service?
主讲到我们基督徒的侍奉是怎么说的呢？
Well, when Jesus saw the Jewish service in the temple, he made a cord, a whip, and he turned over all the religious services.
当主看到在圣殿里的这些侍奉的时候，他就把他们赶出去。
When he looked at the temple, he says, that temple is going to have to come down.
当他看到那个圣殿的时候，他说这圣殿要被拆毁。
Because his people had stopped waiting on him.
因为这些人不再等候他。
The people can't wait and get their own sacrifices. We'll provide the sacrifices for them.
这些人不能够来等候，他们愿意把自己的奉献拿上去。
So what is the purpose for waiting?
那等候的目的是什么呢？
Waiting is the way that the Lord Jesus can reveal himself as the creator and the preeminent one of our lives.
等候是主得以能够彰显他自己是那一位造物主并且是那一位居首位的方法。
We're very familiar with Colossians chapter 1.
我们都很熟悉哥罗西书第一章。
I do want to read it, and it's Colossians 1, 16 through 18.
那我愿意大家分享哥罗西书一章十六到十八节。
We've heard these verses so many times, they can kind of become mundane.
我们听了这些经节如此的熟悉，可能它已经成为一个习惯。
But the Lord wants us to wait, to be quiet, and really allow these verses to enter into our heart.
但主愿意我们能够来等候，安静，让这些话语真实能够进入到我们的心里。
In Colossians 1, 16 through 18, it says, For in him, speaking of Christ, all things were created, in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible, things invisible.Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things have been created through him and unto him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence.
那这里讲到, 因为万有都是靠他造的, 他讲的就是基督, 无论是天上的, 地上的, 能看见的, 不能看见的, 或是有位的, 主治的, 执政的, 掌权的, 一概都是借着他造的, 又是为他造的, 他在万有之先, 万有也靠他, 而立, 他也是教会全体之首, 他是原始, 是从死里首先复生的, 使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Oh, brothers and sisters, there's so many opportunities for us to see, experience, and enjoy the life of Christ.
弟兄姐妹, 是有何等多的机会让我们能够来看到, 来经历, 来活出基督的生活。
One of the reasons I bring up so many situations of nature this morning is because nature and science is enjoyable because we can see the Creator.
那早上我讲到这么多关于自然科学的事情，就是因为自然和科学它们存在，是让我们能够借此来看到那一位造物主。We
can worship him, not creation, but we can worship him in seeing him as the creator.
我们能够来敬拜他，不是来敬拜这些被造的，而是能够在这些当中看到那一位造物主。But
how many of us are too busy?
但我们有多少人太过忙了？We
don't have the time to wait and see.
我们没有时间来等候来去看。
Now, if we do, though, wait and upon the Lord and see him, he comes in.
但若我们愿在这里等候能够来看到我们的主的话, 他就能够进来。
He resides in us.
他就在我们里面来住下。
No longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
就不再是我活着, 而是基督在我里面活。
And that is such a blessing.
这是何等的祝福。
It revolutionizes our life.
这就要来变革我们的生命。
The worries are cast away.
恐惧就被驱逐。
The fears are cast away.
恐惧就被驱逐。
The Lord's, His word speaks to the Lord in us.
他的话, 就是圣经就在我们里面把他的话语说给我们。
But something else happens.
但还有其他的事情发生。
The Christ in us,
在我们里面的基督,
loves to fellowship with the Christ in our brothers and sisters.
也愿意在与我与在我们弟兄姐妹里面的基督来交通。
It's like a magnet.
就好像磁铁一样。
As a kid, I loved magnets.
那在我做小孩的时候, 我非常喜欢玩磁铁。
I loved to see how they worked.
我就喜欢看他们是怎么样在那里工作。
And opposites, you know, when the ones that weren't supposed to come together, I always tried to force them together to see if I could make it happen.
当两个同级，他们我就常常把两个同级放在一起，看他们是否能够碰在一起。
But they would always just flip around and then go to the correct magnet.
那他们立刻就会翻过来，然后就异性就相吸在一起。
Do you realize that's what the church is?
你有意识到这就是教会所示的吗？
If we really have the life of Christ in us,
若我们真有基督的生命在我们里面,
If the Lord Jesus resides in us,
若基督耶稣住在我们里面,
we can't help but fellowship with the saints.
我们就没有办法来停止与圣徒们的交通。
And we're not even picky with what kind of saint they are.
我们甚至不去挑选他们是怎样的圣徒。
We may be on a subway.
我们可能会在一个地铁上。
Someone we've never met before.
也许是我们以前都没有见过的人。
But you might hear him humming a Christian song.
可能你在听他在那里唱一首基督徒的诗歌。
Or maybe they're reading the scripture.
或者他在那里读圣经。
Or maybe it's just the Holy Spirit that draws you to that person and a conversation begins.
也许可能就是圣灵带你到那个人旁边, 然后你们就开始有这样的交谈。
That's the church.
这就是教会。
Very simply put, it's Christ meeting Christ.
非常简单来讲, 就是基督遇见基督。
And you and I can't control that.
你和我是不能够来控制这件事的。
But it happens by waiting.
但这开始于等候。
If we're forcing church on people,
如果我们要强把教会加在人的上面,
it's like forcing those magnets.
就好像强迫那些磁铁碰在一起。
I encourage you wives that may have an unsaved husband.
那我就鼓励妻子和丈夫,
pray,
祷告,
that Christ might come in.
让基督能够进来。
That's when they'll start enjoying the fellowship.
那你们就能够开始享受彼此的交通。
We don't have time, but there are so many examples of that, even in this room, of sisters praying for their unsaved husbands. But the Lord did the work and brought them to the fellowship.
我们有如此多的例子，甚至在我们在座的当中，就有那些妻子为着他们还没有得救的丈夫来祷告，神就把他们摆在一起。
Now, parents of children,
孩子们的父母
，they don't always have a choice.
他们没有什么选择。
We need to bring them on Sunday.
我们需要把他们带来，在主日。
Bring them on Friday.
把他们在周五的时候也带来。
There's a good chance they're going to say, "I don't want to go."
那有很大的可能他们会说，我不想去。
You know why they don't want to go?
你知道他们为什么不愿意去吗？
Because the life of Christ isn't there.
因为基督的生命不在那里。
When the life of Christ is there,
若基督的生命在他们的里面，
then they will have the desire.
那他们里面就有这样的渴望。
But they need to obey.
但他们需要顺服。
And obedience is the beginning of that life of Christ.
顺服是基督生命在他们里面的开始。
So again, look at how important waiting is.
所以让我们再来看到等候是何等的重要。
Waiting on the Lord individually,
我们个人在这里等候主，
brings us together waiting on the Lord corporately.
带我们就能够一起在团体当中等候主。
That is the only way we can gather together.
这是唯一一个方法让我们能够相聚在一起。
Now we see often fellowships have some struggles.
我们常常看到聚会当中有一些难处。
And that struggle often occurs because we get away from this waiting on the Lord.
这常常这样的难处就是开始于我们不再在那里等候主了。
Suddenly, the church becomes something of a different focus.
那突然这个教会他们就在注意其他一些事情。
Now follow me on this.
请大家跟着我的思路。
When the Lord comes in our life, often we put away sinful things.
当主进入到我们的生命里时，我们就把那些有罪的东西放在一边。
Are we now a good person?
我们现在是一个好人了吗？
No, we're still sinners.
不，我们仍然是罪人。
But the life of Christ is in us.
但是主耶稣的生命在我里边。
But often in church, we start defining our gathering by a bunch of good people getting together.
但常常我们在聚会当中就这样来定义，就是一群好的人聚集在一起。
Why are we all in this room this morning?
为什么早上我们一同在这里聚集呢？
Because we're generally good.
因为我们都是不错的人。
We want to do the right thing.
我们想要做这好的事情。
We want to tell others that we have hope in Jesus.
我们想要去告诉其他人我们是在基督里有盼望的。
We want to show to others that we can love one another.
我们想要向别人表现我们能够彼此相爱。
But if the focus starts coming on love and hope and righteousness, we will fail.
但如果我们所关注的是爱、是盼望、是公义的话，我们就会失败。
That's why we gather together.
这是我们为什么聚集。
It's very important that we not gather around the things of Christ.
这是非常重要的，让我们不是聚集在关乎基督的事情的上面。
But we gather around Christ himself.
而是让我们聚集在基督他自己的身边。
The Christ in you, fellowshipping with the Christ in you.
在你里面的基督与在他里面的基督交通。
Because if it's only the good in you and the good in you that's joining together, then guess what? The alcoholic can't join you.
那你知道，若只有在你里面的好与在他里面的好在那里交通的话，那患有贪酒症的人他就没有办法与你交通。
Or the greedy business owner can't meet with you.
或者那个贪婪的那个做生意的人就没有办法与你交通。
The church has become exclusive.
这教会就成为有限制的。
Only if you look good enough.
只有当你看起来很不错的时候。
Only if you say the right things.
只有当你说那正确的事情的时候。
If you want to raise your hand in worship, you go to the church down the street.
如果你想要举起你的手去敬拜的话，请你去街边的那个教会。
All of a sudden, the rules come in.
突然间，各样的规范就进来了。
Because it's not Christ meeting with Christ.
因为不是基督在这里与基督相会。
As I was meditating upon this, I thought of a neat little story in Acts.
当我这样来思想的时候，我就想到在《使徒行传》当中这样一个小故事。
It's in, you don't have to turn to it, but it's in Acts 12, and it starts with a prayer meeting.
那这就是在《使徒行传》十二章当中那里讲到的，就是开始于一个祷告聚会，大家并不需要去翻书。
The people called Christians are praying for Peter.
那这些基督徒们，他们就在那里为彼得祷告。
They're praying for Peter because he's in prison.
他们为彼得祷告是因为他被投在了监里。
And this is a great little prayer meeting.
这是一个非常好的祷告的聚会。
Because they even let the little servant girl Rhoda be there.
因为他们让那里有一个这个做奴隶的女孩在那里。
Usually someone that they would ignore, but she's part of this too.
常常这个小女孩可能是会被忽略的，但是她也在那里。
Lord, save Peter.
主啊，求你来救彼得。
Help Peter, bring him to us.
帮助彼得，把他带到我们当中。
We want to see Peter.
我们愿意能够来看到彼得。
We know the story.
我们知道这个故事。
There's a knock on the door.
那突然这里就有人敲门了。
Rhoda's still the servant. She has to go answer the door.
那罗大就是这个仆人，他就要在那里去开门。
She opens the door.
他开了门。
Who is it?
谁在那里呢？
It's Peter.
哦，是彼得。
Answer to our prayers.
哇，主回应了我们的祷告。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Slam the door.
他就把门关上了。
And we go tell everyone.
那我们就去告诉每一个人。
Peter's here.
彼得在这里了。
He's saved.
他被救了。
What a great situation we have found ourselves in through prayer.
那我们在这祷告当中发现我们是在何等奇妙的一个光景当中。
And all the people are excited too.
每一个人都在那里如此的兴奋。
Now at this point, they could have started a real prayer ministry.
那在这个时刻他们也许就能开始一个非常伟大的祷告的服事。
Maybe even a miracle ministry.
也许是一个奇迹的服事。
Oh, you know that small group? They pray and miracles happen.
哦，你知道吗？这样一组人，他们祷告那里就发生了奇迹。
A blessing ministry.
一个祝福的服事。
Oh, go there, they're blessed.
哦，去那里，他们都是蒙福的。
Oh, there's so many different directions they could have gone with this small gathering because of this wonderful testimony.
那借着这一个奇妙的见证，在这个小组当中，也许他们就会有不同的方向可以去走。
Only one problem.
但只有一个问题。
Peter is still outside.
彼得还在外边。
The very thing they were praying for.
他们所祷告的那一件事情。
They got so worked up, and it was great. I'm not being critical.
他们还是很好的，我不是要在这里苛责他们。
But how many times do we see in the scripture that the Lord says, I am outside the church knocking?
但有多少次我们在圣经当中看到主说他自己在教会的门外在那里敲门。
This is just another little picture of that.
这只是一个很小的图画来描绘那一面。
Is the Lord trying to knock on Friday night on our Bible studies?
主是否在周五晚上我们查经聚会在门外想要敲门呢？
Is the Lord knocking on Wednesday night?
主是否在周三祷告聚会敲门呢？
Trying to be part of the prayer time?
好像他要来进入到我们祷告的这个时间当中。
Is the Lord back at your house right now, knocking, trying to get in?
主是否在你的家那里敲门，想要进入到你家里呢？
Oh, if Rhoda had only waited.
哦，若罗大能够在那里等候。
Peter.
彼得。
Come inside.
请你进来。
Then I won't have to say anything.
那我就不需要再说任何话了。
I won't have to do anything.
我也不需要来做任何事了。
All I'll have to do is just walk in and you'll be there.
我所需要做的就是进去，然后把你也带进那里。
Wouldn't that be exciting if that's the way the Lord functioned among us?
这何等，若主能够在我们当中如此来工作的话，岂不是美妙的吗？
It would take care of our tongue.
他就会管制我们的舌头。
It would take care of our busyness.
他也会来管制我们各样的忙乱。
Because the Lord would present himself and say, I am here.
因为主要自己显在我们当中说我就在这里。
So here's the question.
所以问题是这样。
Why don't we wait?
为什么我们不等候呢?
Why is it so difficult?
为什么是如此的困难呢?
Well, the first reason I believe is we were just, by our sinful nature, we lack dependence.
我想第一个原因因着我们的罪性就是我们缺少这样的依靠。
There's nothing you and I can do about this.
没有什么是你和我能为此而做的。
It started in the garden.
这是从那园子里开始的。
That conversation between Satan and Eve might as well have gone this way.
那个,
Eve, are you tired of listening to God?
这个对话也许是这样的开始就是撒旦那个蛇在这里问夏娃夏娃你是不是已经听够了
It's a problem that remains with us today.
这是今天存在我们里面的问题。
We see the problem all throughout the scripture.
我们在圣经当中看到这个问题。
We don't like being dependent on the Lord.
我们不喜欢来倚靠主。
And if we look at it, it seems like we're very capable.
但如我们要这样来看的话，好像我们是很有能力的。
There was one person in history thousands of years ago.That was prepared in every way to release the Jews out of the hands of Pharaoh.
在那里有一个人在几千年之前他就全然预备好了想要把以色列人从法老的手里拯救出来。
And that person was Moses.
这个人就是摩西。
He had the education.
他有教育。
He had the military prowess.
他也有在军事上的力量。
He knew Jewish ways and Egyptian ways.
他知道犹太人的方法，也知道埃及人的方法。
He was the man that could independently take the people out.
他自己就能够把这些以色列人带出来。
But we know the Lord said, "No, Moses, not until you wait on me."
但我们知道主是这样说，不，摩西，直到你等候我。
And that meant 40 years in the desert.
这对他来说就是在旷野当中的40年。
Becoming the meekest man in the Old Testament.
他就成为在旧约当中那最谦卑的一位。
And what was the meekest man able to do?
这最谦卑的能够做什么呢?
Lead millions out of slavery.
能够带着百万的人从被掳光景当中出来。
He became dependent.
他成为那一位倚靠别人的。
He put aside his independence.
他把自己那独立的性格放在一边。Another
reason we don't wait.
另外一个原因我们不愿等候。
It's because we have goals.
因为我们自己有目标。
We have agendas.
我们自己有一个行程。
We have strong desires.
我们有强烈的愿望。
Brothers and sisters, this morning, if you can write down these goals, these dreams, these agendas, it'll keep you from waiting.
弟兄姐妹, 早上若你能够写下这些行程、这些目标、这些你的梦想的话, 它就阻止你来等候。
It goes against our very nature.
这与我们自己的本性是相违的。
And I know I say this almost every time. I get to see the college process hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times.
我知道我常常跟大家提起就是我看到孩子们申请大学的这个过程百遍又百遍。
And I cannot describe the anxiety and the frustration and the turmoil that so many families go through simply to find out what school their child should go to.
我没有办法向大家描绘每一个家庭为着他们孩子所要去的那所大学在那里所经受的焦虑、所经受的沮丧、所经受的各样的挣扎。
I get to see all the meetings with the college counselor. They meet with me.
我能够看到这些学校里的这些顾问，他们要与我，我要跟他们一起开会。
You know how I know a family's come out of the college counselor's office?
你知道我怎么知道一个家庭从那个这个大学的这些顾问当中
they're either scowling. Their face is all frustrated.
或者他们的这个脸色就苍白。
But the most common is their hair is always messed up.
那更通常的就是他们的头发就乱掉了。
Because they've just spent the last 45 minutes.
因为他们过去的45分钟就在这里抓头发。
I'm glad I have a... You're okay, I'm the one that doesn't... Oh, if we could only wait.
Oh, 若我们能够等候。
Have we started with our kid in nursery? And believe me, I have people looking for nursery school asking about our college counseling program.
请相信我，有一些人他们的孩子不过在幼稚园，他就过来要问这些入大学的流程。
Are we willing to wait?
我们是否愿意等候？
The Lord knows.
主知道。
Do you realize there's a good possibility your child's spouse will be met at college?
你知道有很大的可能你的孩子他的配偶他们会在大学遇到吗?
Do you want to be responsible?
你想要为此负责吗?
Now, that's easy for us to say, and it's easy for me to say up here right now.
是的,现在讲起来好像很简单。I'm
going through that process right now.
我现在就在经历这个过程。Oh,
but I love to wait on the Lord.
但是我愿意能够在主的面前等候。It
might just save what little hair I have left.
可能也能够来保存我还剩的这些头发。
Another reason is simple fear.
那还有一个原因就是很简单的恐惧。We're
fearful people.
因为我们是那些恐惧的人。You
know why you fear tomorrow?
你知道为什么你恐惧明天吗?
Because you don't know what's coming tomorrow.
因为你不知道明天要来的是什么。
And if that's the case,
若这是这样的话,
let's just wait on the Lord.
那就让我们来等候主。
You know, my dad, I was able to climb several mountains with my father.
那我有机会跟我的爸爸一同来爬几座山。
And one of the most difficult things for people to do is to jump over a crevasse.
最难的一件事情就是这个人要跳过一个...
A big hole in the ice.
就是在这个有一个冰洞，可能要跳过去。
Because it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet down.
因为下面是几百尺的深。
But they only have to jump this far.
他们只需要跳过这么远的距离。
And if you've climbed before,
如果你曾经爬过的山的话
，you're usually not that fearful.
你可能就不会有如此多的恐惧。
I know every time my dad said just jump over it.
每一次我的父亲就说你就跳过来就好了。
We jumped and we got to the other side.
我们跳过去就到了另外一边。
But someone who hadn't climbed before.
但若有人是之前没有爬过山的话
，ice is slippery.
冰是非常的滑的。
Ice is sharp.
冰也是非常的尖锐的。
That's 200 feet down.
下面是200尺。
The one thing they didn't think about.
那有一件他们没有想到的就是
is the crevasses only. 2 feet wide.
就是这个冰洞不过就是两英尺的宽。
But they were full of fear.
但他们里面却满了恐惧。
You know when they could finally trust and jump?
你知道什么时候他们能够最后相信并跳过去吗？
When they looked at the guide.
当他们看到那一位导向。
And they finally just said, yes.
他们说是的。
And it's really kind of fun because as soon as they jump,
这是非常有趣的，就是当他们跳过去的时候
，We're all roped up, and my dad would always give an extra tug.
那我的爸爸就会这样拉我一下。
Nothing to fear.
没有什么好怕的。
And that's what the Lord wants.
这是主所要的。
Even if that person had just stepped in and not even jumped, that tug would have brought them through.
那甚至这个人都不需要去跳，只要他迈出这一步，那个身上的带子就能把他拉过来。
But fear handicaps us.
但是恐惧常常就抓住我们。
I can't wait on the Lord because I have to consider our financial security.
我没有办法在这里等候主，因为我必须得考虑我们经济上的需要，安全。
A third reason we don't wait.
第三个原因我们没有办法等候。
A simple lack of faith.
就是因为我们缺少信心。
A lot of these are very similar.
这些可能是比较相似的。
But especially in body life, we don't think that the Lord can manage our fellowship.
那在我们自己的生活，在团身这个教会的生活当中，我们有时候不相信主能够来掌管。
Or the Lord can't manage our family relationships.
或者是神不能够来掌管我们的家庭的关系。
We always think the Lord needs at least a little help.
有的时候我们觉着主至少需要一点点的帮助。
There's a great story of this in the Old Testament.
在旧约当中有一个关于此的故事。
Remember when David wanted the ark to come into Jerusalem and into Jerusalem?
你记得大卫想要让那个约柜到耶路撒冷的时候
，So the ark was being brought in.
所以这个约柜就进来。
Now we all know that the ark is supposed to be carried on the priest's shoulders.
我们都知道这个约柜是要在祭司的肩上来扛的。
But you know what? There's an easier way.
但你知道吗？有一个更容易的方法。
A less stressful way.
一个更轻省的方法。
Let's just put it on a cart.
让我们把它放到这个车上。
And let's bring it in that way.
让我们这样把它带进来。
Well, we know the story.
那我们都知道这个故事。
The ark started to waver.
这个约柜就在那里摇晃。
And Uzzah, a very good man, a very conscious man, reached out and touched the ark.
那乌撒他就一个非常好的人，他就去想要去扶这个约柜。
And he was killed on the spot.
他在那里就被杀。
We were helping God.
我们好像在这里要帮助神。
We weren't interested in him being head.
但我们却不愿他做首。
Was the Lord going to allow that to tip over?
主会让这个约柜翻过去吗？
If it had, would he have taken care of it?
如果这样的话，他岂不会来关注吗？
But we lack the faith.
但我们却缺少信心。
Pretty serious story.
这是一个非常严肃的故事。
You know, many of you, if you go to the back of this room, you see a little piece of paper that has the service assignments.
那很多，如果我们到后面的话，就能看到这样一张纸，上面就是这个服事的安排。
And a lot of us don't even think about it unless our name's on it.
很多人，我们也许都不会去思想这件事，直到我们的名字被摆在上边。
Oh, I'm a song leader. I better be praying about that.
哦，我是这个要领诗的弟兄，我最好为这个事情祷告。
Oh, I'm an usher. I better be prepared and come early.
我是一个服侍做招待的弟兄，我最好早一点来。
You know, that's our little, it's our little cart.
这就是我们自己的那个小车。
That service schedule can very easily be the way that we, have the presence of the Lord.
这个服侍表可能就是我们得以有主同在的这个方法。
You know, the Albert this morning had a word around the table.
志家弟兄早上他要在 这个桌前饼杯前要的分享。
Hopefully Chip will have a word this morning.
那 Chip 弟兄早上要有这个信息的分享。
Hopefully the translators have prayed.
好，这个翻译的弟兄他也能够祷告。
And that becomes our little cart.
这就成为我们那个小车。
And that we might see the presence of the Lord.
借着这个好像我们才能够看到主的同在。
That's not how we find the presence of the Lord.
但这不是我们来找到主的同在的方法。
The presence of the Lord is on the shoulders of the priests.
主的同在是在祭司的肩上。
And who are the priests in our gathering?
在我们的聚会当中，谁是这祭司呢？
Every single one of us.
每一位都是。
The presence of the Lord is among us when each one of us as priests place the presence of the Lord upon our hearts.
主的同在在我们团体当中同在，是要我们每一个人都把主的同在放在我们的心当中的。
And that only comes when we wait on the Lord.
而这唯有当我们在等候主的时候才会发生。
I know my brother waited on the Lord this weekend.
我知道我的弟兄在这里等候主。
Because he had to try to translate these feeble words of mine.
因为他要在这里来翻译我的话。
I know I had to wait more than usual.
我知道我也需要比往常更多的来等待。
But why do I wait until the Sunday that I'm sharing?
为什么我等待直到周日我要来分享的时候呢？
Why do we wait until we're on the Sunday school teaching schedule?
为什么我们要来等候那个主日的教这个主日老师的这个教导表呢？
The Lord doesn't need us.
主不需要我们。
But he wants us.
但他想要得到我们。
And the last reason we don't wait.
最后一个我们不等候的原因。
Is really from Satan himself.
这就是从撒旦他所来的。
He has used this world to program us for immediacy.
他用这个世界要把我们做成那个愿意立刻就去回应的。
It is impossible to wait anymore.
让我们不再能够去等候。
You know, what time is it?
现在是几点了？
Well, we look at a watch.
那我们就看一看自己的手表。
Now we look at our phone.
现在我们是看自己的手机了。
I don't even have to do that anymore.
我甚至都不需要这样做。
Alexa, what time is it?
我们就问 Alexa 现在是几点了。
She's amazing.
她是这样的奇妙。
Alexa, what's the weather today?
Alexa, 今天的天气是如何？
So immediate.
如此的迅捷。
You know, we've only, long story, we weren't planning on having one, but one showed up. We have one in our house now.
我们没有想要去买这样一个，但现在我们家里已经有了一个。
And Alexa's become our goddess.
Alexa 甚至成为我们的女神了。
The first few days, I heard her name more than anyone else's name in our house.
那最初的几天，在我们家里，她的名字出现的次数远比其他任何的名字更多。
If this goes on much longer, then the name of this message would be Waiting on Alexa.
那如果再发生的话，也许我早上的信息都要等到 Alexa 来准备了。
We laugh, but it's so subtle.
我们这样的笑，但它却这样微妙的发生。
We can't wait anymore.
我们没有办法再等候了。
Listen to people honking when the light turns green.
那当这个红绿灯的灯变成绿色的时候，听听这些人后面就要在那里按铃。
I'm not exaggerating. People can wait probably 0.01 seconds before they honk.
我不是在这里苛责，但是好像人只能够在他们按铃之前等候 0.01 秒。
What are they in a hurry for?
他们要去匆忙的干什么事呢？
They're in a hurry to go to their job that they don't like.
他们在那里忙着想要去到他们的工作，他们并不喜欢这样的工作。
So they can search the internet when they're not supposed to.
所以他们能够在工作的时候去那里看看网页。
Talk nicely to a boss they can't stand.
去跟他们的老板，他们所不能忍受的，好像在那里好好的交谈。
To receive a huge salary.
去得到一份很好的工资。
That all you do is complain that it's not enough.
然而我们做的却是在那里抱怨，这实在是不够。
Satan set us up for this.
撒旦就为我们预备了这一切。
Because everything I just described keeps us from waiting on the Lord.
因为我刚刚所讲的这一切就让我们不再去等候主。
I only know this is because this is how I live my life.
我知道如此是因为这是我在这里如此生活的方法。
Oh, there's no time to wait.
没有时间等了。
We're so busy.
我们是如此的忙。
So much to think about.
太多的事情要来思考了。
Something very simple like we're traveling and we need to get a hotel.
很简单的事情，比如说我们要去旅行，我们需要一个酒店。
Say I'm going to San Antonio.
就说我要去圣安东尼奥。
I go on Travelocity.
我常常拜访很多的城市。
I have 250 hotels to choose from.
我有250个宾馆要来选择。
Do you know how long it takes to look at 250 hotels on Travelocity?
你知道要去看这个250个酒店要花多少时间吗?
What is a 3.4 star?
什么是一个3.4星的酒店?
Is that better than one that has a 3.5 star?
这个比那个3.5星的要更好一点吗?
What kind of food do they have?
他们有什么样的这个食物预备呢?
When all the Lord wants us to do is start off by saying, Lord, we're going to San Antonio.
然而主让我们所要做的就是开始说, 主啊, 我们要去圣安东尼奥了。
Where do you want us to stay?
你要我们住在哪里?
Now he might practically ask us to go on the internet.
是的, 他可能会让我们去实际的去网上来找。
But have we waited on him?
但我们是否等候他呢?
I can't tell you the number of times my wife and I have looked at each other on a trip and said, wow, this was the perfect hotel.
我没有办法来说有哪一次我跟我的妻子我们在这个旅行当中看向彼此说哇这实在是一个完美的酒店。
Maybe we were able to witness to someone.
也许我们能够向别人来见证。
The room was ready on time.
这个房间刚好准备好。
It was right next to a place where the boys could go to a park.
这个酒店刚好就在旁边，这些孩子们就能够去旁边的公园。
And invariably we'll go back and say, you know what? We asked the Lord before we started searching.
当这样的事情发生的时候，我们就会意识到，你知道吗？在我们去搜索的时候，我们有在这里祈求主。
And he answered our prayer.
他回应了我们的祷告。Oh,
how great it is to wait on the Lord.
哦，何等美妙，让我们能够来等候主。
How enjoyable it is.
何等的享受。
It actually kind of makes you giddy, happy.
让我们里面好像都非常高兴。
We waited on the Lord, and look how he provided.
我们在这里等候神，看他是如何的丰盛的来供应。
But Satan would love for us to be focused on immediacy.
但撒旦却要让我们有这样的即刻性。
So how do we wait on God?
所以我们应该如何来等候神?
I think it's always good to start, number one, with repentance.
我想从悔改来开始总是好的。
Satan's biggest fear this morning is that each one of us would take a moment and wait and say, Lord, where have I failed you?
撒旦所最怕的就是早上我们每一个人都能够有这样一点点的时间来等候并求问主啊我在何处让你失望。
But then he gets a little more fearful if we actually wait for the answer.
那如果我们愿意在这里真正等候主的答案的话撒旦就更恐惧了。
If we repent and we ask the Lord, we need to wait for the answer.
如果我们悔改并求问主的话我们需要来等候他的答案。
He will faithfully answer.
他会信实地回答我们。
It may not be as obvious as you think.
也许不像你想象的这么的明显。
And it may come on Wednesday of this week.
也许是在周三晚上你才能够听到。
But if you faithfully wait before the Lord, he will respond.
但若你信实地等候神的话,他会回应的。
But we have to repent.
但我们需要来悔改。
We have to wait in absolute dependence on the Lord.
我们需要在绝对的倚靠当中来等候。Our
biggest trap will be being too arrogant, too proud to wait.
我们最大的陷阱就是太过傲慢去倚靠。If
we wait, the Lord will reveal to us that he is the worthy one to wait upon.
若我们等候的话,主就要向我们启示,他是那一位配得我们去倚靠的。One
of the ways of waiting is starting every morning by waiting on the Lord.
那有一个方法就是我们每一天早上都从等候主而开始。
Do we have a quiet time?
我们是否有在主前安静的时间?
Is it consistent?
它是持续的吗?
And is it active waiting on the Lord?
它是我们在那里主动的来等候神吗?
I'll tell you a quick little story of where even this first thought came to me this week.
那我愿意给大家分享一个小小的故事,就是这个信息的想法是如何来的。
I was waiting in traffic.
我在那里等候。 这个交通
And I noticed a young man waiting for a bus.
我就注意到一个年轻人他在那里等公交。
And I don't know how long he was waiting, but he was definitely waiting for the bus.
我不知道他已经等了多久,但他是在那里等巴士。
And like everybody else, he was on his phone doing something.
那好像其他人一样,他也在手机上做一些事情。
The bus came.
这个巴士就来了。
The bus went.
巴士走了。
And he didn't move.
他一动都没动。
until it was about 100 yards away.
直到可能100yard 之外。
He jumped up.
他就立刻跳起来。
Ran across the street.
他就穿过了这个街。
Almost got hit by a car.
甚至差点都被一个车撞到。
But he was waiting for the bus.
但是他在那里等候这个巴士。
Waiting is active.
等候是一个主动的。
He was passively waiting.
但他在那里被动的等候。
And the things of the world crept in.
这个世界上的事情就进来
The distractions crept in,
各种各样的扰乱就进来
And suddenly he realized he missed his bus
那直到他意识到原来他错过了这个巴士
And he almost lost his life
他甚至失去了他的生命
So when we think about this word waiting, it is not passive
所以当我们来思想这个等候这个词的时候它不是一个被动的
If we have a true quiet time with the Lord
若我们与主有一个真实的安静的时间的话
And we truly wait on him
我们真的是在那里等候他的话
Oh, he will give a verse
他一定会给我们一个经节的。
Oh, he will whisper in your heart.
他会在您的耳边耳语的。
It's amazing, the problems of the day before, the answers come in the word of the Lord.
何等奇妙，就是在那一天，主的回应要在他的话语当中要来。
All of a sudden, the proverbs are amazing.
突然这个整个的箴言就是这样的奇妙，美妙。
You'll find yourself saying, how did Solomon know that I have the same problem?
你就会发现自己在那里问所罗门是怎么知道我有这样的问题的
David had the same problem I had yesterday
大卫所有的问题就是我昨天所有的
Well, it's not David and it's not Solomon
不是大卫也不是所罗门
It's the Lord saying thank you for waiting and here's your answer
是主在那里说谢谢你在这里等候这是你的答案
The problems of school
关于学校的问题
The bullying that goes on Bullying
欺凌、欺负孩子这些欺凌在那里进行
Were you never bullied? as a principal, everyone always asked me, how do you get rid of bullying?
那作为校长很多人就问我你是如何来去除这些欺凌的问题
I have to answer that one very carefully.
我必须非常小心的来回答这个问题
Because the answer is you don't.
因为真正的答案是你没有
We're fallen people.
我们是堕落的人
We're despicable people
我们只是不配的人
But if you are a bully
但若你在那里欺凌的话
You wait on the Lord
你要等候主
And he will show you that you bully with your tongue
他就会告诉你你用舌头来欺凌别人
You bully with your emails
或你用你的 email 来欺凌别人
You bully your family
你在那里欺凌你的家人
And you will repent
你要悔改
If you are being bullied
若你是那一位被欺凌的
The Lord will reveal himself as the comforter.
主要向你启示他是那一位安慰者
He will show you how to respond or not respond to that bully.
他会告诉你如何来回应或不回应向着那个欺凌
Because we don't wait on the Lord, we look for all the outside answers.
因为我们不是在那里等候主我们在寻求各样外面的答案
If we wait on the Lord, our social media suddenly becomes an encouragement to one another.
但若我们是在这里等候主的话也许我们的社交媒体就成为别人的鼓励
I'd love for some of us in this room this week to practice something
我愿意今天在座的在这一周我们能够来操练一件事情
Wait on the Lord
等候神
Receive a promise from his word
从他的话语当中得着一个应许
Send that out on one of your Snapchats or Instagrams or whatever
把这个通过你的 Snapchat 或者其他的社交媒体发出去
And your friends might wonder what happened to you.
也许你的朋友会惊奇你发生了什么事情。
And they might stop being your friends.
他们可能甚至会停止成为你的朋友。
And that might be a good thing.
但这可能是一件好事。
Or you might find someone that comes up to you and says,
也许你会发现有一个人过来跟你说
That saved my life.
这个话拯救了我。
I was struggling with the very thing.
我就为此而在这里挣扎。
How did you know I needed to hear that?
你怎么知道我要听到这句话?
And now you have a friend for life.
那现在你有一个一生的朋友
Because of the Christ in you has met the Christ in them
因为你里面的基督遇到了在他们里面的基督
We need to turn these deceptive practices of Satan on himself
我们需要把撒旦各样这种欺骗的诡计能够来放到他自己身上
If we need to flee technology, flee technology
如果我们需要科技的话我们需要科技
But if the Lord gives us grace, let's use it as a positive
但若神把在恩典当中把它给我们的话让我们能够在正确的方法当中来使用
Evil can spread quickly through social media
恶能够借着社交媒体很快的就被扩展开来
Wouldn't it be great if we could spread God's word quickly
难道让我们能够借此来很快地分享主的话不是好的吗？
Send it out with the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的膏油的里面，请你把这个送出去。
And you will do something greater than all the Christian ministers combined.
也许你就能够做比其他各样的在主里的这些服侍的人更多的事情。
But this only comes when we wait.
但这只来自于我们在主面前的等候。
How do we wait on God?
我们如何来等候神？
Often.
常常要来等候。
Every time you have an opportunity.
每当我们有机会的时候。
I think Brother Pittman gave an example at the winter retreat of opportunities to wait on the Lord and to think about him.
我想 Pittman 弟兄在我们的冬令会上当中给了我们一个很好的例子。
We'll let the young people know that one.
我想在座的年轻人都知道。
But have you ever gotten frustrated when your computer needs to reboot?
你是否当你的电脑要来重启的时候，你好像在那里很沮丧？
Don't you hate it when you come up to the screen and it says Control Alt Delete?
当你来到你的屏幕前，让你去按 Control Alt and Delete 的时候，你是不是好像很沮丧？
And you just wish it was ready.
你好像就在那里盼望它就立刻就好了。
Maybe the Lord's saying you need to Control Alt Delete your self life.
也许主在那里告诉你，你要 Control Alt and Delete 你自己的生活。
And wait on me.
在那里等候我。
It's a very practical thing.
这是一个非常实际的问题。
But can you imagine if every single one of us in this room waited on the Lord, spoke to him, thanked him, whatever, praised him every time we had to reboot an electronic device?
你能够想象，若我们在座的每一位，当我们要来重启任何一个电子的器械，我们都在那里等候神的时候。
Anytime we had to figure out a new password to put in.
每当我们需要来想起一个密码去输入的时候，
or we were frustrated because we couldn't remember a password,
或者我们因此而沮丧，因为我们不能够记得这个密码是什么。
That's the Lord saying, "Wait on me."
主在这里，也许要告诉你，等候我。
I'm here.
我在这里。
How do we wait on the Lord?
我们如何等候神呢？
Use the evening.
使用晚上的时间。
You know, we've been very busy all day.
你知道，我们一天都很忙了。
Without a doubt, we've had a squabble within the an argument within the family.
不用讲，我们可能甚至与家人也有一些争吵。
We're thinking about those undone things at work, as Caleb mentioned.
就像Caleb 弟兄刚刚分享的，我们在工作当中也有一些没完成的事情，我们在那里思虑。
Do you remember back to the story of creation?
你记得讲到最初创造的时候
？The Lord created the sun and the moon.
主造了太阳和月亮。
What does the Lord tell the sun to do every single day?
主让太阳每一天做的是什么？
Tells it to come up.
让它起来。
And then it tells it to go down.
让它去落下。
When the sun goes down, what happens?
当这个太阳落下的时候，什么会发生呢？
Things become dark.
世界就变得昏暗了。
Things should become quiet.
然后也应该变得安静。
It's a time to become quiet and wait on the Lord.
这应该是一个安静等候神的时间。
That all ended, though, in the 1800s.
然而到了八零年代，这些就截止了。
Man created his own light bulb.
因为人就发明了这个灯泡。
The sun goes down.
太阳落下去。
And we plug in.
然后我们就插上插销。
Our computers are on.
我们的电脑就亮起来。
Our lights are on.
我们的光就亮起来。
Our TVs are on.
我们的电视就亮起来。
Everything's on.
什么事情都亮了起来。
Do you realize one of the first times in history you see a real decline in the intimacy among families?
你知道你什么时候看到在这个历史当中家人之间那个亲密的关系第一次这样的来落下去吗？
Was electricity.
就是电，这个电所带来的。
Nighttime, there was nothing to do, it was dark.
以前晚上没有什么事情去做，因为是黑暗的。
Husband and wife would talk.
丈夫和妻子就彼此交谈。
Children and parents would talk.
孩子跟家长就会交谈。
There would be time around the scripture by candlelight.
也许旁边点了一个蜡烛就有时间来读圣经。
Much intimacy in darkness.
在黑暗当中彼此是更加的亲密。
But now we're too busy.
但我们现在是太忙了。
We go to bed frustrated.
我们去睡觉的时候已经疲惫得不行了。
We go to bed worried.
我们去睡觉的时候也带着忧虑。
We go to bed angry.
我们甚至在愤怒当中就去睡觉。
All the lights are on, all the electricity is on, boom, they're off, and now we're supposed to go to bed, shut down.
各样的灯都在那里亮着，各样的这个网络也在那里亮着，我们就关掉开关，立刻就去睡觉。
If the Lord revealed himself to you in that day, tell your kids.
若主在这一天向你显现的话，告诉你的孩子。
Husbands, tell your wives, I need prayer. I was angry at work today, and I was angry at you when I came home.
丈夫也告诉妻子，我需要时间来祷告。我在工作当中，我生气，我甚至向着你，我也生气。
Wives, tell your husbands, you know what? I worried about our family all day.
丈夫告诉你的，妻子告诉你的丈夫，你知道吗？我一天都在为着我们的家来这里担心。
Kids will tell you what was going on at work, at school.
那孩子们告诉家长们在学校发生的是什么？
And because everything is turned off,
因为每一件事情都被关掉。
You know, family, let's give this back to the Lord.
你知道吗，家人们，让我们把这个交还给主。
Let's ask the Lord what He's showing us today.
让我们来问问主，他今天要向我们显示的是什么。
Husband and wife, maybe there's a devotional that you can read before falling asleep.
这个丈夫和妻子，也许在你们睡觉之前，你们可以一起有这样一个分别出来的时间。
All of these are ways of waiting on the Lord.
这些都是让我们能够来等候主的机会。
It will revolutionize our life.
若我们如此做的话，就会能够让在我们生活当中产生一个变革。
But the temptation today will be to be that young man waiting for his bus.
但今天我们所面临的这个试探，就是好像那个年轻人在那里等候巴士一样。
It's an active waiting.
是要我们能够有一个主动的等候。
We wait with the scripture.
我们是与主的话一同来等候。
We wait with a promise.
我们是在应许当中来等候。
It's okay to be quiet.
让我们能够安静下来是很好的。
How long can you just quietly meditate?
你能够安静思想有多久呢？
It will change our lives.
这会能改变我们的生命。
But most of all, it'll please the Lord.
但最主要的是，这能够让神得喜悦。
He wants to come in.
他愿意进来。
But he's not going to compete with this world.
但他不会与这世界来竞争。
Our Lord Jesus is a perfect gentleman.
我们的主是何等的一位绅士。
If you're busy with the world,
若你在世上繁忙的话
you're talking with the world,
你与世界来交谈的话
he will wait his turn.
他会等在那里等待他的时间。
Have you ever had that when you're in a conversation and someone's waiting to talk? It's awkward, isn't it?
你有没有这样的经历？当你与一个人交谈的时候，旁边还有一个人在那里等候，这个光景是非常的尴尬，是不是呢？
That's why we're so unsettled in our lives today.
这就是为什么今天我们在我们的生活当中好像是居无定所。
It's awkward because the Lord wants to come in, but we're too busy.
是如此的尴尬，是因为主要进来，但我们却与别人在交谈。
Lord, have mercy on us.
愿主向着我们有怜悯。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you are a speaking God.
亲爱的天父，我们何等的感恩，因为你是那一位说话的神。
Lord, we're thankful that you are that gentleman that just simply waits for us.
主，我们感谢你是这样一位绅士，在那里等候我们。
But Lord, it's our prayer this morning that you would step out of that gentleman way and interrupt us.
但主，我们早上祷告的是愿意从您的身世当中您能够出来，能够来进入我们的生活。
That you would reveal to us that we've put you on the sidelines for too long.
愿意你向我们启示，我们把你放在一边等候太久了。
That we've allowed the foolishness of this world to distract us.
我们让这世上的愚拙来搅扰我们。
So Lord, this morning we repent.
所以主，早上我们愿意来悔改。
And we ask that you would show each one of us in our own individual ways what you're trying to say.
我们也愿意求你在我们每一个人的里面向我们说话，你想要向我们所说的是什么。
We wouldn't copy others, but that we would listen to you.
愿我们不是来重复别人的，而让我们能够来听您向我们所说的。
We trust you with this, Lord Jesus.
我们把这些信靠在您的手中。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.